I'm David Armano, Global Strategy Director at Edelman, and I work with many of our clients across the U.S., helping them figure out how to go to market with their products and services.
Including the Department of Citrus.
That is correct, yes.
Shannon, please introduce yourself.
Well, thank you, Ernie. I'm Shannon Shepp. I'm the Executive Director of the Florida Department of Citrus.
Shannon, we all know the Department of Citrus is heavy into social media now, which is a big thing that David was talking about.
We found that that's the space that we can compete in today, but more than that, we've noticed that the marketing environment has changed. Communicating with consumers has changed. It's very different than it was 20, 25 years ago, 10 years ago even. It is mostly where folks are marketed to today. It's a very vast place to deliver information, and that is kind of the trend in where markets are built today.
Television, of course, used to be where people went, but now it's online, right, David?
Yeah, right. So part of the message was how it used to be television, print, and TV, and those things do still matter. Some of the examples that we showed had elements of television advertising. The challenge that all marketers face, all businesses, including Citrus, is how do you concentrate your efforts? How do you still do things in some of those more traditional spaces, but also efficiently operate in the new spaces? And the new spaces are very fragmented. That's one of the things I talked about. And they require daily and weekly care, not unlike a citrus grove.
You ask the audience how many of you all are online, and I think you said it looked like about half, which kind of reflects the population, right?
Yeah, and it was specifically on social media. So I would say if I asked the question online, it would be everyone raising their hand. But about half of that room, and that was a little bit of an older demographic, said that they were on social networks. And we had a stat that was a little higher than that, but it was reflective of what we showed. And the larger point that I was making was that a lot of the information is sort of this combined duality of people searching, you know, through Google and the search engines, and that's one way they get their information, and then the other way is the information coming to them through things like social networks.
You made a point that people want a story told to them.
Well, as you remember, Ernie, we started with grower stories a couple of years ago, and we've started introducing our consumers to who actually grows what goes into their orange juice in the mornings. They do want to know where it comes from. They do want to have that personal connection. They want the engagement. Life is coming at them fast. It's coming at all of us fast, and much more so, as David mentioned in his talk. You know, we're in information overload, and so when they get to take a moment to just listen to a story or something that is going on in somebody else's life that impacts theirs, they'll take that time, and they'll hear the message, and they'll remember what it was.
That's really all my questions. Some final thoughts from either one of you about what the DOC is doing, why. Any final thoughts, David?
I would just say, you know, things like grower stories are important because in this age of information overload, people are really seeking that sort of that human contact, right? So anytime you can make something human and you can make it real, you can educate, you can inspire, you can entertain. That is part of how brands are going to market, and I think the, you know, Citrus is starting to see themselves as a brand as well. That it's not just juice that they're selling, but they're selling the sort of brand of orange juice and the brand of citrus, and that's something that you will see resonate with consumers.
Final thoughts from you, Shannon.
Well, I think consumers will like our story. They'll want to be a part of our rebound, which is where we're headed. You know, we're in a very positive trend line. We're in a place that we can start exploring what it is that we can do with the Department of Citrus to grow the market, to enhance demand. We've been in a stem the tide type mission for the last few years, and it's time now that we know that we're going to have a stable crop and we know that we're going to have plenty of orange juice to take a look at how we get back to the Department of Citrus that once was, and the actual mission was enhancing demand. So engaging those consumers more, using more of the stories, and letting them be part of our rebound, our comeback, is going to be important.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.